Okay, so I had this idea last night, and I'm not sure what to do with it, so I'm going to record this as a notfic and see if it grows a plot. Fandom is Star Wars Rebels. We've got background pairings of Callus and Zeb, but a kind of pre-relationship. Extra tags for time travel. The setup, and I'm not sure exactly how mechanically this would happen because I've only got one scene in my head, but it's pretty much the start of season one, and full adult Ezra randomly stumbles or turns up in the Imperial base on Lothal. This is an Ezra who went through all of the seasons, disappeared at the end with Thrawn, and potentially ended up in the Ascendancy for a while before ending up where he is now. And because of the time travel or force shenanigans or whatever, he is knocked out and captured and put in a holding cell. This is before the Inquisitors show up, but Callus is there, and Callus has been dealing with the rebels, and I'm gonna say Ezra doesn't have a lightsaber, so he, of course, does not know who Ezra is because this is adult Ezra, but something has happened recently enough that he assumes Ezra is with the rebels, or perhaps it's how he ended up in the base that it's like, "You're not authorized to be here. Capture him and interrogate him." We've got Ezra chained to a board, basically, with his wrists up by his head and like a brace around his head and, threatening needles pointed at him and possibly an interrogation droid. And then we've got a table in this room and a couple of chairs. And Callus is kind of leaning casually against this table, flicking through a data pad, going, "You, according to our records, you don't exist." And he pulls up, they've taken a bioscan, and he pulls up the record of Ezra Bridger, and he, shows a holoimage of Ezra Bridger, and, "This is Ezra Bridger. This is a known rebel. Why you would try to steal his identity, we don't know. Are you a clone who was force grown, and that's why you have the same biosignature as him? You're clearly not him because you are an adult and he is a child. Who made you? If you are a clone, what are you doing here? All of this stuff." And of course, Ezra knows Callus and but does not know what time or year it is. So he's like, "Oh, hey, Cal." Very, very, he's kind of loopy at the moment. And he's like, "Why did you chain me up? This is, I mean, can I, my head is really, really pounding, like worst hangover you've ever had. Can I just, can I get some water? Can I sit down? These lights are really bright. Can we not? Oh, how's Zeb, by the way? Haven't seen Hera in a while. Everything doing okay? I mean, oh, right. This is Imperial. Are you undercover something? I really hope we haven't, oh, sorry. Can we erase the footage from the last 5 minutes or something? Oh, my head." And Callus just looks at him. And keep in mind, he is not a rebel yet. So he's stiff and angry and doesn't know how to react to any of that. And so, but he does know that, clearly, Ezra is talking about the rebels. So he tries to go on the offensive, saying, "I mean, the last time I saw them, they were I don't know, blowing up my hangar or, trying to escape with one of our prisoners. You know, something like that. I'm not sure exactly what episode this is set in, so reference to whatever is happening in the episode. We possibly get some internals from Callus. I think I'd want to write it in omniscient so that both sides, we've got a little bit of a double blind, but otherwise it might be from Callus's point of view because I want to keep what happened to Ezra a secret and slowly feed answers to the audience. But I also want to, and you know, the counter side of that is that we already know what has happened to Callus, as much as canon has provided that. We learn, either because Callus says it or because the omniscient narrator fills us in, that there is no outright recording of this session being done. It's one of those deeper security things that the ISB and they want to cover their tracks, and so they've got, you know, all the BS reasons for not doing proper recordings. There's a little bit of banter, and I'm not sure exactly how, but Ezra convinces Callus to let him out of his restraints so that he can sit at the table. He basically gets Callus on the back foot, and he references some things that Callus is like, wait, how do you know that? Or, wait, what are you talking about? And he mentions the Force, like, enough to let it be known that he is Force sensitive. But at this point, like, Callus is just learning that now. The Inquisitors aren't on planet yet. He had already sent out a request for the Inquisitors because of Kanan and Ezra in the present day. So he decides to play the good cop, essentially, because the Inquisitors will be playing the bad cop when they arrive. And so he's like, all right, look, I'll talk to you. And the more you tell me right now, the less torture the Inquisitors will inflict on you later, kind of thing. And Ezra convinces him to do okay, look, I will absolutely answer your questions. But, like, we can go through the whole torture thing. And, you know, I might tell you something during this torture, but I might also not. I have a lot of training against torture, so, and then, like, I mean, I like to think I'm a decent liar, so you might not get the truth even if you do torture me. And so we can go through all that, and it would take a lot of time, or you can just, you know, we can trade questions, and I'll answer your questions, and you answer my questions, and, you know, if you don't want to answer the questions, then we can just pass, and then, but if you want me to answer your questions, if we want this to be nice and easy, then, I mean, you're going to have to answer my questions, because at this point, Ezra, I mean, as much of a time hangover as he has here, he's also trying to figure everything out. So they're in this interrogation room, and Ezra still has his cuffs on, and I'm going to say that they are force-resistant cuffs. Like, they're not completely force-blocking. Like, Ezra can still feel the Force, but he can't do anything with it. So it's not like he's completely blind, but he's not going to be mind-tricking Callus at any point. Or throwing things across the room. Plus, you know, Callus has training against that. So, yeah. So Callus starts out and says, "What's your name?" And this is the first hint we get of what has been happening, because Ezra gives a name with a chiss inflective. He's like, well, I've had a couple of names over the course of my life. Most recently, people have been calling me Mythezra or something like that. He's maybe been adopted into the Myth family, because why not? And then he's like, but you can call me Ezra. And Callus does not know what to think of this initially, because he's got two thoughts. The first is, okay, so he's calling himself by the clone progenitor name, potentially, if he is a clone. But two, that naming convention, the only place he knows it from is Grand Admiral Thrawn. Or maybe Thrawn is still just an admiral at this point. I'm not sure how the years match up there. But Admiral Thrawn, Grand Admiral Thrawn, whichever. So he's like, do you know Thrawn then? And then Ezra's like, yeah, we had a great time. That, you know, if you next time you see him, say hi for me. It was a wild ride. So what about you? There's the question. The question is on the table. What is your name? Say your name. Because this is the game they're playing. Any question that is asked, both of them have to answer it. And so Callus is like, I am Alexander Callus of the ISB, serial number, blah, 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 blah. Ezra is like, wow, you even give the serial number, wow. Yeah, I know you as Alex, or like, do you still go by Sasha? Because that's a thing. Huh. You mind if I just call you Alex? And Callus is like, no, you will not call me Alex. It's like, fine, I'll call you Cal then. And Callus tries to say, like, no, you will call me Agent Callus. And he's like, okay, Cal. And then it's Ezra's turn to ask a question. And he asks a softball question. Like, how many friends do you have? Which, you know, on the outset seems like a softball question because it's just a number. You don't have to say who they are. And at the same time, like, it doesn't have anything to do with any security information or anything like that. But then Callus actually starts thinking about it and starts trying to say, like, who are his friends and who are his work colleagues? And he comes up with a surprisingly low number. Like, he's never thought about this before. And the number is definitely in single digits, possibly less than 5. I'm not sure who it would, like, what number I would give if I was actually writing this. But then he brushes it off. He pretends it doesn't matter. And he gestures for Ezra to give the same. And Ezra is like, starts counting on his fingers, going like, okay, there's Hera, there's Carrot, you know, there's like the princess, there's like, does Thrawn count as a friend? Yeah, I'm gonna count Thrawn as a friend. There's Ezra, there's Eli, there's, you know, and this is like the kind of friends that you would call for a ride in the middle of the night. The kind of friends that you would try, like, not quite at the level of help me hide a body, but, you know, this is the kind of friends. And he comes up with, like, maybe 28? Maybe, like, he has a lot of friends. And it's, like, 3 times the number that Callus said. And Callus pretends he doesn't, you know, listen to the answer again. He just clears his throat or looks at his data pad and then looks up and gives his next question. And I'm going to say the question is something like, why are you on this planet? Why did you come here? Something like that. And Ezra starts talking immediately, no hesitation. And he's like, are you kidding? I have been trying to get back to Lothal since I left. This is my home planet. I mean, being yeeted across the galaxy, it sounds like a fun time. And I admit there were times in there where I was having a great time. But, I mean, we didn't have any control over anything. And it's not exactly hard to get a message back saying, hey, yeah, I'm okay. I had to go, like, the step. So, yeah, I've been trying to get back here for ages. Didn't really know I'd end up here, like, now. That was a surprise. And when it comes time for Kallus to answer, he's like, I was assigned here. I am, you know, and he gives the official working, like, here is my job answer. And Ezra kind of sits back and goes, that's kind of boring. Say, okay, here's my question. When's the last time you saw your family? And again, on the surface, there's nothing to do with security. There's nothing to do with anything, like, you can't really. But then he starts to think about it. And it's been a long time. Because he never knew his dad. And his mom, say, is either back on Coruscant and haven't seen each other in person in years, or she died when, say, he was in the academy. Maybe she did die, and that was why he was chosen to go into the ISB, because he didn't have any other family. He's an only child. Both of his parents are dead. He doesn't have any weaknesses. The only loyalty he ever had was to the ISB and the Empire. Now, when the question is turned around back to Ezra, he does get a little sad, and he finally, like, loses the joking attitude, but more importantly, he stops pretending to be time hungover, or at least that's when that stops, when he finally, like, he wasn't completely acting, but he was playing it up. And now he's stopped playing it up, and he's gotten control of himself enough that it's, if it's still there, it's very much a background thing, because he tells the story of how he was hiding when his parents were taken, and how after that, he couldn't trust anyone until he found the crew of the Ghost. How painful that was, how the stormtroopers destroyed his home and he had to make a run for it at one point. All the, I was a kid and I was terrified details. It goes on like that. It becomes more and more aware that Ezra is pitching his questions to push Kanan, to push Kallus to look at his current situation. How isolated he is. How lonely he is. When's the last time you went out and had a drink with friends? When's the last time you got laid? When's the last time someone hugged you? And the way the questions are always framed, Kallus is very cautious about his questions because what he wants to know is a bunch of security information. But the way they've made this deal is that if he asks and Ezra answers, then he has to answer as well. And Ezra setting up at the beginning, because Ezra is not completely cut off from the Force, one of the earlier questions, Kallus tries to lie and Ezra calls him out on it. Like, immediately. And throughout the rest of the questions, there are times when Kallus tries to sort of lie, kind of half lie, leave out things, omit, you know, the important details. And each time, Ezra catches him in it. But it's the same for Kallus, because Kallus doesn't have the Force, but Ezra is still in his cuffs. And these cuffs not only block the Force, but they have, like, a sensor in them that is reading his pulse and his adrenaline levels and all of that. So it's not as solid as, you know, an outright brain scan or a, I don't know, something. It's closer to a current lie detector, which, you know, lie detectors are only valid, what, 1/3 of the time? I don't know. But it's enough to give Kallus a surety that, like, he can tell if it would be an outright lie. He knows about interrogations. He's very good at watching body language and facial expressions, and plus having this device, he's pretty confident, and in the back of his mind, he's got this idea that, you know, no matter what Ezra says, the Inquisitors will get the truth later if he lies. This is just a first interrogation thing. But where does it go from there? Ezra is trying to push Kallus into not letting him go, not turn, not yet, because he knows that doesn't happen yet. But to open his eyes a little to that option, to his current situation, I think eventually Kallus either gets angry and frustrated, or he gets a message that pulls him out of the interrogation. Either way, he is putting on an act, going, you know, I am totally in control, even though he is shaken. He is definitely shaken. Because his questions, Ezra's questions, are far too pointed. And no one is supposed to know that much about his background. So he leaves. And Ezra is still cuffed to the table, I think. And the stormtroopers come in to get him, of course. And Ezra does something. He's either pretending to be super drugged, or he is pretending, like, pretending to be injured, pretending to be unconscious, pulls some kind of act, manages to get out of his cuffs, and either knocks out both of the stormtroopers and steals one of their armor and makes it off the base. Somehow. I think it's from Kallus's point of view. The final scene, that is. I mean, it could still be omniscient narrator time, but we follow Kallus in that he leaves, tells the stormtroopers to take Ezra back to his cell. And he is in his office or something, dealing with the call that took him out of the interrogation and thinking about the information he gleaned, but also what he's kind of opened his eyes to thanks to these questions. When either the alarm goes off or he sends a message that he wants, you know, a blood treatment work for the prisoner or something, and somebody goes, the prisoner's escaped. And Ezra vanishes. He doesn't show up with the ghost crew. Like, the next... Kallus expects him to show up with the ghost crew the next time they appear. He doesn't. Might even flash forward to a time when Kallus is talking with the Rebellion. They never met this future Ezra. Might flash forward even to a point where Ezra has just vanished. And Kallus is like, I had this interaction with an Ezra way back when, 4 or 5 years ago. The Force is weird? I don't know. So many options there.
The end.